fire services from Tubbuckurry and Inniscrone and attended the scene. And thankfully, the fire was put out at around 1 a.m. this morning. Now, while there was a road closure in place, I believe it was minimal, the congestion in that area. But I'm just encouraging the public to be very vigilant. You know, it's great to see the good spell of weather we're having. We all welcome the sunshine. But unfortunately, there's fairly substantial and strong winds in the evening time. So to encourage people to be vigilant, if they see anything, report it straight away. And, you know, while some people may be out and they may be enjoying a picnic or whatever, if there's a barbecue, you know, to ensure that whatever they have, that they fully extinguished, because a small fire can really, really gather pace and do an awful lot of damage in a short space of time. So just to thank Sligo County Council, Fire Service and roads crew who attended the scene last night, and hopefully that this won't reoccur, because we need to enjoy the good weather. We don't need accidents like this happening and destroying or damaging large areas of land.
Unfortunately, too, another element of this as well is that when multiple potentially gorse fires start at the same time, it stretches the local fire service to the absolute limit, which undoubtedly is a cause of concern then as well.
Yes, Catherine, because as we all know, we have excellent fire crews and we have excellent road crews who, at the drop of a hat, once they get a phone call, they're out on the scene. But they can only be in one place. They can't be in 10 places at one time. So it puts huge, huge strain on the resources we have. And, you know, we all well aware that, you know, maybe on high ground there is extra wind that you may not see on low ground. But a slightest little fire can gather huge pace in a very, very short space of time. And, you know, we don't want endangering lives of any of our emergency services or our Sligo County Council road crew, who, you know, are excellent. We're so lucky to have such good staff out on the roads and with the fire service, and we shouldn't have to endanger their lives, because when you attend a fire scene like that, you don't know what you're going to meet and you don't know how bad it's going to be. And they're operating in the dark of night, which is very dangerous.